And Sean, again, one of those mornings where we have disturbing news to report out of Detroit. A 14-year-old boy, critical condition after getting shot inside of a Detroit home on the city's west side. It was apparently during a sleepover. We'd like to welcome in Nick Monticelli of WDIV on the scene, of course, working the streets every morning. Nick, we're glad you could join us today. Sorry it's under these circumstances, but what can you tell us about this shooting?
Hi, good morning to both of you. As you mentioned, it is a very tragic situation. This 14-year-old boy, critically injured, still at Children's Hospital right now, fighting for his life. As you mentioned, he was here at a sleepover on Sahalin, which is near 7 Mile Road and the Southfield Freeway. So at about 1:30 this morning, this little boy was in a bed hanging out with a 14-year-old buddy and that friend's 9-year-old daughter when somebody outside of the home fired 13 shots into their home. And no, your radios are not broken. 13 shots were fired into this home. Detectives from the Detroit Police Department working this case right now, trying to figure out a couple of things. Number one, who did this, of course, and number two, what is the motive? What they do know is that this 14-year-old was not the intended target of the shooting, but somebody inside that home obviously was. They don't know if it was a drive-by shooting yet or if somebody was simply standing outside of the home, but when you look at the evidence markers that were marking all of the shell casings outside of that home, you kind of get an indication that there was likely somebody standing outside again with the intention of firing 13 shots inside. And again, that 14-year-old shot in the head, now in critical condition at Children's Hospital. And to make matters even worse is that this 14-year-old boy lost his mother 1 year ago to COVID. So his family is dealing with a whole lot already.
Nick, it is just sobering. I mean, to hear you say the words, a total of 13 shots were fired. And what makes it worse, you guys do such a great job on clickondetroit.com is the picture of some of the bullet holes through the window. I mean, and you think of the sleepovers you had as a kid, and there was always an excitement. And to have that shattered in the middle of the night this way is just heartbreaking.
It makes you grow up real fast, and it's heartbreaking to have a 14-year-old go through something like this, right? And you're right. You know, we took some of those images and put them on the website so people have an idea of what this was like. And we're not talking about just the bedroom window, the front window, the front door, the bedroom window where these little kids were staying. All of it shot up. And one thing that we've been talking to Detroit police about over the past several months, and really even longer than that, is how, as a society, we got to a point where somebody thinks nothing of it to grab a gun and shoot into a home. You know, it used to be when we were kids back in the day, if you had a fight with somebody, you would throw some punches outside the schoolyard and it would be over. And now people think nothing of the value of our lives to now go shoot into a home. And again, this 14-year-old wasn't the target of this. So regardless of what you were trying to do, which was reckless to begin with, now you might have killed a 14-year-old boy because he's fighting for his life right now in over what? Over what? Is the 14-year-old's life, is anybody's life really worth it?
We are talking to Nick Monticelli, WDIV, the street reporter, morning street reporter for WDIV. And Nick, I know you've covered a lot of these stories. I mean, it wasn't a day or so ago that 80-year-old woman had bullet fragments near her eyes after being shot herself. Last week, we had the case of the mother and father of a small child. They were holding their child at a gas station, and two people came out and shot the parents to death. The baby was not harmed, but, you know, here we have two parents who are dead. They had other children. And it just seems that not every week, but a couple times a week, we are looking at these types of crimes. I don't want to say senseless shootings, because to me, they're all pretty senseless. So are we looking at an escalation here in this type of violence? You know, you're doing it day in, day out, day in, day out.
You know, I don't know if we can quantify it just yet. And here's the reason why. During the heat of the pandemic, a lot of this stuff seems to go away, and we're not sure yet if crime actually went down or if the reporting just got shifted because all of us were seriously focused on what was happening with the pandemic. What we do know is when you do talk to the investigators and the detectives and the police officers that are working the beat, they seem to think that there was a drop for a little while. So is there a rise in crime, or is it just, and I hate to use this phrase, so please forgive me, but is it returning to normal? And again, that's the phrase that haunts me, is that this is unfortunately considered normal, is that when you have shootings like this, an 80-year-old woman, the parents of a little boy shot and killed with them in their arms, a 14-year-old boy who fighting for his life right now, that shouldn't be normal to us.
No, it's one of those things you can see all the statistics you want, and there were statistics that came out just about a month ago saying that Detroit was high, but boy, I'm with you. I mean, just from, you know, my perspective, I'm not on the street like you are. We didn't hear about as many of these. It doesn't mean that they weren't there. We just didn't hear about them as much.
Right. And I think, honestly, it was a combination of two things. I think a lot of us had to focus a lot of our time and efforts on the information that had to get out regarding the pandemic. But I do believe, and again, talking to those the investigators, that there was a drop in crime. And I guess that's one of the silver linings, if any, of the pandemic, is that people weren't shooting and killing each other.
Well, Nick Monticelli, we hope we understand the police are. We just have a minute or so left here. Where's the investigation right now for this particular shooting?
That's the difficult part in this, is that there were no witnesses to this. The detective that I spoke to said that all the neighbors in this neighborhood, and this is not a burnt-out neighborhood, there are lots of people living on the street. Unfortunately, at 1:30 in the morning, nobody's looking outside their windows. So they heard the gunshots. They just didn't see anything. So what they're really hoping is that there might have been somebody that was maybe on 7 Mile Road at about 1:30 this morning that may have seen a vehicle just kind of really drive recklessly out of the area. And there's a chance, and that's how these cases are solved, that if somebody just saw something that maybe they don't think is a big deal, but it turns out to be a big deal, if somebody saw a vehicle that was driving recklessly around 7 Mile Road and Southfield Freeway at about 1:30 this morning, the detectives would love to hear from me. If you just can give them a make and a model of a vehicle, that really could help them right there and kind of start to track down who was involved in this. And again, what the motive was, why this happened, and who the target was. We know it wasn't the 14-year-old boy.
That's for sure. And there were other children in the home at that time, Nick. It was amazing that no one else got hurt in all this. So yeah, our prayers, of course, are going with this family. Thanks, Nick Monticelli, for all the work you do day in and day out for WDIV. We're watching, we're listening, and we appreciate your work. And thank you for bringing this story to us this morning.